huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. You do not have to get up at 5 a.m. to be a successful person. You do not have to sleep only 5 hours a day to be a successful person. This is bullshit. Now, so many people out there going, I'm in the 5 a.m. club, motherfucker, not doing any work till 9 a.m. All they're doing is shouting and screaming and talking and telling everyone that they're in the 5 a.m. club. Don't start work till 9 a.m. Might as well get up at 10 to 9 and start work at 9. If you've got all this time to tell everyone that you're getting up at 5 a.m. and you're in the 5 a.m. club, you're fucking wasting your time. So that's the first thing. The next thing is all these people out there going, oh, why are we sleep? The science of sleep. You need sleep. Of course you fucking need sleep. You don't need an author or a scientist to tell you. You need to eat. You need to sleep. You need to drink. You need to fuck. You need to learn. You know this stuff. You're a human being. You don't need to read a book or listen to an audio or a podcast on that. So 15 years ago, I worked out if I get pissed and go to bed at 2 a.m. and get up at 8 a.m., it fucks me the next day and the next day and the next day. And I didn't need to do any science and I didn't need to be a 15-year guru to fucking know that. So if you don't sleep enough and you get up really fucking early, but you go to bed really fucking late, you're going to ruin the next day and the next day, and you're probably going to kill yourself young. I mean, a lot of the science now says that, of course, stress is one of them. I might need to check that one out. But sleep can erode your life away, lack of sleep. So if you want to get up at 5 a.m. and test to see if it works for you, I'm all game. If you want to go on a long frickin' work and do your workout on the beach at 5:15 a.m., I'm game. But crack on and get your shit done and don't shame everybody else. There's the 5 a.m. club. Well, there should be the 5 a.m. shamers. All these people at 5 a.m. shaming everyone else for getting up at 8 a.m. By the way, I get up at 5 a.m. I'm just saying before people go, oh, Rob, you get up at 5 a.m. But how many people do I shout about and shame, telling them that they're useless and they'll never be successful because they're getting up at 7? No one. No one. The next thing is this. What about if you're creative? What about if you're a night owl? Do you know even your circadian rhythm and, you know, your natural energy? Because a lot of people work better late at night, perform better by working later and getting up earlier. This is a thing. You don't have to get up at 5 a.m. Yeah, exactly. Caroline's like, 5:30 is fine. Exactly. So let me just summarize this for you. Hit the share button. I wrote a book on this called Routine Equals Results. You should not be shamed by anyone else on when you should get up and how you should live your life. But you should test. If you want to get up at 5 a.m. and test how it feels and test how energized you are and test when you go and do exercise and test when you work, great. Go and test it. But don't do it because society and the world are telling you that that is what you should do. Test it for yourself. I find 5 to 5:30 a.m. get up, 9:30 p.m. go to bed. And I know all of us entrepreneurs, all of us want to be more successful. We want to sweat out more hours of the day. People saying you got to work harder, go to bed, you know, early, go to bed later, get up early. You know, they're telling us all this stuff. Sleep is for losers. No. Sleep is not for losers. Every fucking human being needs it. So test what works for you. Don't dismiss working late. If you're going to go to bed early, then you've got to get up early, then you've got to go to bed early. Anyway, let me know what you think in the comments. Hit the share button. And anytime you see a 5am club shamer going, look at me, motherfucker, I'm up at 5am, fuck you, we're getting up at 7am, then shame them back. Because they're spending so much time bitching about everybody else not getting up at 5am and not doing any work at 5am. Now, I love to get up at 5:30am or 5am. Why? Because before 9am, there is no one interrupting me, sending me emails, getting on my tits, disturbing, disrupting. And I love that zen time for me, nice and early. But I found when I started getting up at 5 and 5:30am, I had to go to bed earlier. And I think you got to work out how much sleep you need. Do you know what? In fact, I should just start this video again. And everyone who's shaming the non-5am clubbers, we should all reset it and work it backwards. You should work out how much sleep you need. How much sleep do you need tonight? Because I need 7.5 hours. Let me know in the comments how much you need. You've got to test this. 7.5, 8, 8.5. Maybe if you're a bit of a slower body type or you do less, you could do a bit less. 7. If you're like highly exercising and, pumping the weights and repairing your body, maybe it needs to be 8.5, 9. I know a lot of people who are, for example, athletes. They have 2 or 3 sleeps a day. They eat, sleep, repeat, eat, sleep, repeat, eat, sleep, repeat. They don't even fuck. They just eat, sleep, repeat. So the more energized you are, exercise you do, energy you consume, the more you think, the more you do, the more freaking sleep you need. So let's push back on all the 5am club shamers. Hit the share button and let me know what you think. Summary, number one, test when you get up, test when you go to bed. Test how much sleep you need. You need more than you think. You need more than a lot of people are telling you. You do not need to get up at 5am to be successful. That's a complete fucking myth. You know, a lot of people work late, and if you work late, you've got to get up later because you don't want to ruin your life or reduce your life. The science is out there. I knew this 15 years ago. You need sleep. And then find out what your best energy flow is in the day. Maybe you work best in the afternoon. Maybe you work best in the evening. Maybe you don't work best in the morning. Do what's right for you. Test it and don't listen to the shamers and hit the share button. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Got that off my chest. Feel better now. I'll see you later. Take a breath. Relax. Breathe. Chill. Look, if you thought that episode was useful, I'd love to invite you to go now to rob.team. For just the cost of a cup of coffee a month, albeit a large one, you get access to courses and training that have otherwise been paid for. You get access to the thousands of Rob.team and Rob Supporter community members. We do meetups, events. Just go to rob.team. You'll see on that page all the list of benefits. And then you can either sign up through Facebook or you can sign up off of Facebook on my bespokely built Rob.team platform, which I think when you go inside, you'll love. Go right now to rob.team. See you there.